upcoming conversation with Bruce Weber, the president of the American Home Services Group, as well as Commercial One.
So then, the transition from strictly retail into retail and specified commercial then, wasn't that difficult a transition for most of these outfits?
No, and again, if you're talking about the hybrids, yeah, the learning curve was a little extended, possibly, but with the other, you know, 75% of our Commercial One members, they were very much used to the requirements of being successful in the commercial industry before we came around.
In terms of running the business, does this contract commercial, does that cause one to have to look at their business in a different way? I'm wondering if cash flow is a problem or other things become a problem, so they have to sort of change the way they operate their business.
Yeah, absolutely. With their cash flow, you know, they get paid down the road, you know, and certain parts of the project are completed. Tell you a little bit about, you know, how we go and vet and recruit. You know, it's a process that has put us in a position where we get a look at all of the primary commercial building general contractors in any region that we want in the United States. And from that, the second part of the process is, because of that relationship being available to us, we find out when they want to pick up the phone and talk to a reliable and respected flooring commercial contractor in that area, we're privileged to that information. That's the biggest reason why we've grown so fast. These are people, these are businesses that, as I said, for whatever reason, my competitors didn't think they were worthy.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we don't buy into that. They don't buy into it, and neither do our suppliers.
You talked about putting on the project managers. I guess that's really something one has to do to get into the specified commercial arena, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, it's a specialized business, and specifications is a big part of it. I think we're kind of fortunate. Better than 50% of our Commercial One members' business is negotiated. We're very fortunate to have a setup like that.
I guess it takes a while, doesn't it, to build up a relationship with these various general contractors. I mean, it seems like a lot of times, an organization will get a job not necessarily because they have the lowest bid. I don't know how often that happens. How often does that happen?
Yeah, well, it's considerable, but you know, the relationships are built on experience and the type of experience they've had working with these commercial flooring contractors over a long period of time.
Yeah,
you know, they really take care of their customers. Their customers, you call on a flooring retailer, it's different than calling on a general contractor.
Well, I should say. So, I mean, it takes a while, I suspect, for ones just getting in the business
to
build up that reputation out in the field.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, when I talk with our members, our Commercial One members, they love to talk to me about their long-standing customers, general contractors and developers. It's very interesting. They have the confidence that because of the past experience, if this general contractor has something going on, they're going to pick up the phone and call them first.
Because it makes his job easier, and he's going to come out most chances looking good at the other end.
Yeah.
Talk about the situation with the shortage of installers. Everybody I talk to is mentioning that, and I guess it's affected just about everybody's business in one way or another. Is that a problem for a lot of the organizations getting involved with commercial one?
Well, I don't know if I can add anything more than it's already been said from many sources over the last year. I know how we try to look at that whole challenge. We're indirectly tied at the hip with the National Tile Contractors Association, the FCICA, the World Floor Covering Association. We had all of these people with us, if you remember, out at Palm Springs up on the stage. And, we just say to our members, you got to tell us where you hurt, if there's something going on, whether it's product knowledge or installation training or installation additional training. I'm very much proud of the fact I can get anybody anywhere on somebody's doorstep within 72 hours.
Interesting. Well, it seems to me a lot of retailers, and I would say perhaps even more contracting organizations, have either shifted to hiring a great many of their installers, or at least they're thinking about it. Is that a trend you're seeing out there in the world?
I can't say it's an overwhelming trend. I mean, you're talking about quite an investment there. Certainly it makes great sense. The members who have been around decades, that's more prevalent than, the ones that have been in business less than 10 years. Those are some trusts and relationships that they've built over a long period of time.
Uh-huh.
Don't want to let them go.
Well, it seems like one of the big problems everybody in this, it doesn't matter what product area we're talking about, but is recruiting, bringing younger people into the business. They tell me the average age of installers in this business is in the mid-50s, and that doesn't bode well for the future. And getting younger people in is an important aspect of this business, and most of them don't seem to be, at least from what I hear, in a mood to open their own business at least to start off. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of on the old school of the whole installation training process, the sustainability of that training over the years. The trade schools, the junior colleges, the union trade schools, somebody's got to be reaching out to them on all local levels, especially on the flooring distribution level. There's got to be a relationship there, a responsibility there. That's my personal feeling is beyond the manufacturer's support and putting on training schools and classes, traveling installation schools, I think they've got to get better support and help from their local distributors working on a more frequent basis with these local trade schools.
Yeah.
You've been listening to a conversation with Bruce Weber, the president of American Home Services Group and Commercial One. We'll have more of this conversation this coming Thursday. This is Floor Radio.